on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, I'll tell you what, there was a lot of it made over the 72 hours since our last broadcast. Right after we went off the air, or my show, we ended my show on Friday, Trump issued a statement encouraging the release of the search warrant and the inventory. This is, sounds like ancient history now, but that's what happened Friday. He said he wouldn't oppose the release. The FBI agents then revealed, Merrick Garland revealed, the warrant, the criminal statutes under which they were proceeding, including the espionage statute, and that they took out about 11 sets of classified documents. Four sets of them were top secret, three were secret, and there are three sets of confidential. Of the sets of top secret, there's a category above top secret that says compartmented. That means it has to be reviewed in a certain room under supervision. And you may say, well, the President of the United States, why should he have to do that? Back in the 1950s, Dwight Eisenhower was the president. He was also the general that had been in charge of our military when we won World War II. He was universally respected, and there was no one more patriotic than he in the whole country. And yet, when he would review top secret information, compartmented information, he would go to a secure location, and somebody would bring it in a briefcase where the guy's handcuffed to the briefcase. Open it up, president would look at what he wanted to look at, hand it back to the guy would put it back in the briefcase and leave. The Washington Post has revealed that these documents, the top secret documents and the compartmented documents, included nuclear material, including material about our nuclear capacity. And Trump, to this day, doesn't deny taking classified nuclear documents from the White House. His first line of attack was that he falsely accused Obama of doing the same thing. That's false. What he's referring to is Obama, his supporters are building a library for his papers. Every president has a library somewhere. And they asked permission from the National Archives to have the National Archives bring some documents to Chicago that they could review for the library. They were not nuclear documents. They were not top secret documents. They were not classified documents. But they were documents of interest in the White House, the family, that kind of thing. Even then, the archives transported them to Chicago and kept supervision of them. And they were non-classified. And people from the library could come in and look and say, well, that'd be kind of a nice thing to have in there. What do you think? And on a case-by-case basis, the archives would say fine or no. So that's the answer on that one. You know, there is this is a very, very grave thing. Let me tell you something. A lawyer for Trump back in June, remember, something like 7 months ago, they turned over something like a dozen boxes of they said classified material, largely torn up and shredded. The FBI, the Justice Department, and the archives realized that they hadn't given them close to everything Trump had taken. So they went back in June and they met with Trump's lawyers. And Trump came into the meeting breezily to wave at him and then leave. And the lawyers signed a document saying that they had turned over all, underline all, ALL, classified documents that Trump had taken. That was false. And I'll tell you that what that lawyer did, if they did that on purpose, that's a felony. It's called obstruction. He signed the document or she signed the document. If they don't want to go to jail, they'll have to say, well, I in good faith thought that was the case because Donald Trump told me, or Mark Meadows told me, or whoever told me. And then that person has committed a felony. That person has committed a felony. Well, I'll tell you what, this compartmented requirement for reviewing certain top secret information, and this goes beyond nuclear documents, but you know, nuclear documents are a set of documents unto themselves, and they're nuclear documents that can't be declassified. Trump claims, well, I declassified them. Well, first of all, there's no record that he did. Normally what happens is you go through a process and you remove the classification label. That didn't happen here. But he's basically saying, well, I just said it to myself, or if I have it, then I impliedly declassified it. You can't declassify certain nuclear documents. Even if you're the president, you can't declassify them. You can't just declassify our nuclear secrets and publish them or sell them. You can't do that. The concern in the intelligence community, the concern in Congress, my concern, your concern, is that if these documents are revealed, if these documents were shown to somebody, remember they were kept for over a year in an unlocked storage room in a resort. This resort has thousands of people in it swarming around every day, employees, you know, banquets, this one, that one. And by the way, just in now, Ron Johnson, running for re-election against Mandela Barnes, Ron Johnson just issued a statement just now, quote, I'm not too concerned about it. Mar-a-Lago is a very safe place for top secret documents. They have Secret Service protection down there, end quote. That is, first of all, that's a kindergarten type statement. Secondly, this guy is such a slave of Trump. For him to defend this by saying, it's okay if there were top secret nuclear documents there, because Mar-a-Lago is a very safe place. No, it's not. It's a resort. And they have Secret Service protection. They don't have an agent in every storeroom. They don't have an agent in every kitchen. They don't have agents swarming around the banquets, seeing if there are Ruskies in there. They don't monitor everything and everybody Trump says or talks to. That's what our senator said, and he also issued a statement after the search saying that he does not trust the FBI or the Department of Justice. That's not American. We want an American senator. We don't want a Russian senator. We want an American senator. The concern among professionals is this. You can, if you see certain information that we have as top secret compartmented, in other words, it has to be reviewed, can't be taken out of a secure location. Somebody has to go there, review it, and bring it back, so forth. If our enemies, and by enemies, I'm going to say Russia, China, Iran, ISIS, and basically any communist country in the world and a lot of jihadist countries, if they review this, they can deduce, they can reverse engineer how we got it. How we got it. If it's highly, highly classified information, even in their countries, they know there are only 5 people who have access to it, or 10 people, or 3 people. They know that one of them had to be a mole, and that mole will be sniffed out through torture and killed. This is what Trump is playing with. This is what he's playing with. There's some documents in there about Emmanuel Macron, president of France, apparently. Documents in there about Kim Jong-un. These are secret, top secret documents. Why are they in an unlocked storage room in Mar-a-Lago? As a result of the search, FBI agents have gotten death threats, their families have gotten death threats, and the judge who signed the warrant and his family members have gotten death threats, and the identities of the family members have been put online. And this is defended by the Republican leadership. Scalise was asked about that. Stephen Scalise of Louisiana is the number two guy in the House, Republican leadership. He said, well, they're rogue FBI agents. Well, first of all, they're not rogue FBI agents. They're directed by the Department of Justice. They're part of the Department of Justice, and a federal judge reviewed the affidavit and agreed there's probable cause to believe a crime had been committed. Secondly, Scalise is saying it's okay to threaten murder to the relatives of FBI agents if the Republicans don't like the fact that they executed a search warrant and just deem them rogue. And that's inhuman. You know, this has gotten to the point. You look at Steve Scalise, Kevin McCarthy. You look at Elise Stefanik, the number three in the House. Remember, they threw out Liz Cheney because she has integrity and she's honest, and they put in Elise Stefanik. These people are so afraid of their right-wing freedom-type caucus, Marjorie Taylor Greene's, Paul Gosar's, people of that nature, that they will betray the United States. They will say things that give aid and comfort to people who are threatening to kill FBI agents. That is how degraded and servile they are. That's how degraded and servile they are. Let's look beyond this a little bit. I'm going to give the background of how this is all set up. There's a Ben Rhodes, who is the he was a former official in the Obama administration, said that on these compartmentalized and compartmented documents, the top secret ones, if the people who are our enemies in Russia and China ever actually saw these, and after the break, I'm going to describe how it turns out, I think they have already seen them, and how there's still documents that Trump hid and has not turned over. We have people, agents in danger in those countries. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta come.